This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Joy Powers. The online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service was launched in 2011 with the mission of creating in-depth coverage about central city neighborhoods. It was launched with the support from the Zilber Family Foundation and has since won local and regional awards for its coverage.
Things have evolved in recent days, and the news service now covers 18 neighborhoods and is a part of Marquette University. And even more recent news is the hiring of a new editor. Ron Smith has been on the job for less than a month, and he joins us in the studio to talk about his vision for the future of the Neighborhood News Service. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.
Well, let me start with a pretty basic question. What's your aim, both in the immediate and maybe longer-term future for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service?
So for those who don't know, the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service covers communities of color in Milwaukee. It's been in existence for 8 years. Sharon McGowan was the founding editor, and I just started 3 weeks ago. So I'm brand new, but I have a lot of ambition for the organization. Two things that we want to do is to celebrate the community, so to continue telling stories that are positive and portrays the communities that we cover in a positive light. But the second part is illumination. I want to be able to shine light on issues and people that no other media outlet will do. So that involves doing more enterprise reporting, more original reporting, and actually for the first time having beats that will allow our reporters to cultivate sources and to, you know, get out in the community and break news instead of just kind of remaking it.
Where does developing talent fit in the mission of the Neighborhood News Service as well?
We're all about that. So the Dietrich College of Communication actually saved Neighborhood News Service. That's Marquette. In December, the NNS was about to close, and Marquette made a commitment to keep it open. So part of my jobs, is being an instructor of practice in the journalism department. So we're going to be working with journalism students, UWM, MATC, along with the community to train them how to write, how to report. So developing that kind of talent. And then we have a paid staff of part-timers. We have about 5 or 6 and constantly working on their skills as well. So I see it as both serving the community and teaching the community.
Now, you are new to the Neighborhood News Service, but you are not new to Milwaukee, right?
I am not new to Milwaukee. I have 13 aunts and uncles, and 6 live here in Milwaukee. I was the deputy managing editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel before I left in 2016 to become the ME for news at USA Today. So it's kind of fun to come back in this space and to build things that I think are so important in our community.
Well, and so where do you see the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service fitting in with the more traditional forms of media, such as you have worked for in the past?
I don't think it fits in, and that's the attraction about it is because I don't think, even at its best, other media ever covered these communities before. And now each organization is facing challenges with cutbacks and the loss of staff. So it becomes more important for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service to make it distinct from other media. And so what we're going to do is just keep on covering what we know how to do and let, you know, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel does what it needs to do. But our focus is really going to be on the communities, acting as a watchdog for them and also acting as a champion for them.
Well, and so when you think about who the Neighborhood News Service is serving, do you see yourself and the organization as illustrating the reality of these communities to the outside or holding up a mirror for the community to see itself?
Both. I think that's a really good question. I think that we have a lot of readers who care about those communities. I'm not sure that we are reaching our target audience in a way that I would want. So I want to step up that presence. I want to, again, educate, celebrate, illuminate. And so those three topics are really near and dear to me because I feel like the purpose of NNS is to provide a complete portrait. It's not a PR agency, but when you look in the mirror, sometimes you see something good. I hope you see something good. Sometimes you see something bad. Sometimes you see something ugly. We want to focus on the good and then shine light on the bad and also keep our politicians accountable because there's no one looking at them.
What's the, you know, what is the getting to know you process like for you, having been both at USA Today and then before that at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel? This is a much different kind of news organization. What does it take for you to kind of feel like this is, you know, this is yours?
I already feel like it's mine. it's a very good question. You know, my background, I've worked before Milwaukee at the Oregonian, at the LA Times, Newsday. But I started at an African-American weekly in Los Angeles called the Wave Newspaper Group, and I covered City Hall to county and things like that. I also worked for a nonprofit in Chicago called New Expression, which was a citywide teen publication that went to all the high schools, and I served as the advisor. So I feel like every job has led to this job. And so getting to know the community is my big thing, but getting to know me, anyone who knows me knows that I care about telling stories about those who don't get their stories told. So combining the experiences from working at a small outlet to working at the big ones, I think has positioned me, I think, to take it to the next level.
Well, and so as you've taken a look at what the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service has been about, has looked like, has been able to accomplish throughout, you know, its first incarnation, are there things that you're looking to change right away? Are there things you're looking to improve on? Are there things that you think it already does especially well?
So the Neighborhood News Service does really well with the celebratory stories, right, telling positive stories. But what I wanted to focus on is originality, so breaking news as well. So actually, it's funny you should say this. On Friday, we're meeting as a staff to talk about what NNS is, what we're going to do, which means what we're not going to do, because there's only so many people and so much time. But for the first time, we're actually going to take on beats. So we're going to talk about how do we cover NPS, how do we cover NPD, how do we cover health, jobs, things that we think our readers need to know. And I want to take it to the next level. Right now, I feel that NNS is kind of functioning as a weekly newspaper on digital footprint. And I want it to become much more multimedia, involving videos, podcasts, and things like that. And also to be bold. We have nothing to lose by being creative. There's no one who's going to stop us. There's no one who will say no but us. So we just have to focus, focus, focus. And I want to continue to elevate what Sharon McGowan left me, which was a great gift. But my goal really is for it to become a media powerhouse.
You mentioned a few minutes ago the dire financial position that that NNS was in a few months back. How are you feeling about the long-term security of the organization with funding from Marquette at this point?
I'm feeling really good about it. One thing Marquette did was put me on their salary line, so it's not coming from NNS. Also, places like Zilber and Greater Milwaukee Foundation, Cole Foundation, they've all, among many, have stepped up to help us. So Sharon McGowan did a lot of work making sure that we were funded for the year. So the next goal for me is to have a five-year plan. And I've been working with Marquette Advancement. I'm always looking for donations. But I feel that we are in a good point right now in our next chapter, and I'm just hoping for the best.
Well, and maybe this is an unfair question given that we're talking and you've only been on the job for 3 weeks. But what are the things, the challenges you see out there? Are they, you know, are they funding challenges? Are they journalism challenges? Are there things that are already keeping you up at night?
Well, I think there's a couple challenges, right? You're always worried about the money, where it's going to keep coming. That's always going to be a constant. And, you know, luckily there are people who want to help us, and they have responded quite well to my plea. Second would be just making sure the staff has the training that it needs to deliver high-impact journalism. We take people from the freshman who walks into Marquette to senior professionals like Edgar Mendez and Andrea Waxman and other folks who have been around since its inception, but it still takes a lot of work because it's part-time, right? So what keeps me up at night is working at NNS, and that's fine. But what also keeps me up is the mission, and that's the most important thing. Everyone I'm working with appreciates that we have a mission. We know what that mission is, and just to achieve that will be, you know, something that will keep me up at night worrying, you know, how do we do it? But we will.
You mentioned these various other stops in your career before this point. Do you have the same sense of excitement starting a job like this as you had in, you know, each of these other steps along the way?
I think I have more excitement. You know, I was at USA Today, and that's owned by Gannett. And recently there were layoffs, scores of people were laid off, and that's something that has been happening in the news field for a while now. So it's actually nice to come here and build something. It has its own challenges as a nonprofit, but it's nice to have an impact on some of the young talent, work with some of the older folks, bring the community in. I just think that it's mission work. And even though I may have worked 13 to 14 hours a day at USA Today, which I still dearly love, it doesn't feel like it at NNS. And sometimes I have to set my alarm, like, time for you to go. So it's rewarding in that way.
Well, Ron Smith, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Best of luck in the new job, and come back and see us again soon.
I will. Thank you.
Ron Smith is the new editor for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. He comes to the job after a stint at USA Today, 13 years at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and experience at several other newspapers.